Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So on LinkedIn, it says she's the head of design over at Shift Joe Public. Amaury Brits, though, is a hell of a lot more than that now, because she has things on her mantelpiece. Not that she didn't before, but now the thing on her mantelpiece is literally like, this is mine. I own this. I am this rock star who has a Young Creatives Award from the Lurys, of course. So you won that a couple of weeks ago. What's happening?
Yeah, so I have little golden birds sitting there on my desk looking at me every day.
It's very, very exciting. Yeah. How did you get it back? Because the Lurys are obviously in Durban. Was it in hand luggage, or did you put it into your bag? Or
I emptied my handbag into my checked luggage, and I carried the bird onto the plane. It's quite heavy. It's in a big box. It's fragile. It's new.
I always wonder that when you win an award and you have to transport it.
How do you explain the golden bird in your handbag?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
What does it really mean, though? And we're going to touch base on your career in creativity and the industry thus far. But this recognition at this space and time in your life, what does it really mean?
I think it shows that you don't have to be settled in your industry. You can be young and stir things up a bit and really set an example. It shows that in 5 years, coming from varsity, fresh with ideas, and hit a really tough industry, it shows what can happen in 5 years if you really put your mind to it.
Let's zoom out on the life of Amaury Brits thus far and think back to when this young woman was like 6 or 7 and what she would get up to in the afternoons when she had finished at school. Like, what was the vibe?
I would cycle home from school.
Really? Was it far?
No, 2 Ks or so.
Okay, where'd you grow up?
A small little town, Standerton.
Cool.
So I'd cycle home.
Did you have a fanciful bike that had like the bells and the whistles?
No, I didn't. I lost the tassels, and I had a whistle for a while, little bell, but I lost that one as well.
Do you wear a helmet?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a small town.
This all influences who you become. Like, are you carefree? Do you put a seatbelt on?
This is so true.
It's
no, daredevil from grade 6. From the age of 6, actually. So small town, and I would get home and play with hands-on things. Build blocks, paint, craft. I would paint my brother's little cars. That was a favorite. Would paint my Barbies. I would cut their hair, paint their houses. So hands-on, crafty, keep myself busy.
I mean, small town's always an interesting word for me, because, like, what does it imply and what does it mean in the context of where you are now? So here you are, you're in Johannesburg, you're in the thick of this, living, breathing industry, and you're playing in it at a really high level with, you know, your age and everything considered. You're scooping up Lurys left, right, and center. So small town, what does it mean in that context?
So what makes this town small?
No, just what does small town mean in the story of your life versus where you are now?
Opportunities, absolutely. If I think, I went to high school in a small town, and art, design, communication design, strategy, brand presence, those words would have meant nothing to me. In the bigger picture, you realize what those things mean in a city like Johannesburg, where something as simple as brand and color and what you put into a brand really shifts companies in a global scale. So that's kind of realization that there's more to just art. Isn't just art. Art can be corporate and art can be business.
How did the shift from small town to Johannesburg begin?
I moved here in the middle of my high school career.
Okay.
Just because of work. So we just shifted over. I started in Pretoria. And, oh, no pun in using shift so often. And then when I finished my studies at Tux, I moved to Joburg to start the big career in the industry.
And do you remember your first day? What was the first gig?
Terrifying. First project I ever worked on was an SAB project.
Yeah.
And the deadline was within 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Someone forgot a job bag on a chair.
Huh.
Or a job bag fell from a desk to a chair. So it just kind of laid there for 2 days. And when it hit my desk, it said, okay, we want this now. It was kind of terrifying. Fresh from varsity, the first real paid for client waiting gig. Terrifying.
So, I mean, you know, the ad industry, when you are in it and you're living and you're moving with the different parts of it, I mean, how much of that can you even prep for in a varsity sort of format? I mean, is it just to learn as you go and figure out the intricacies?
Yes. I was very fortunate to go to a varsity where your lecturers are actually guys from the industry.
Okay.
So you get a sense. So lecturers would sometimes act like clients, or lecturers would act like your production people or producers. So you get a sense, but nothing prepares you for real-time deadlines and real client opinions and concepts that you can never see play out, and then they just kind of do.
Let's take the word real for a second. It's a powerful word. In the 21st century, people speak about the word real. They speak about the word authentic. They speak about sort of, you know, people expressing themselves in this age of social media. How have you, or how do you get better at figuring out how to express yourself with the work that you do over at Shift Joe Public? I mean, how are you figuring out what your specific signature is? Because certainly to win this Young Creatives Award, there's something that makes what you do different to what other people do, and something that sets your work apart and reflects an aspect of your personality. So what is that, and what has that process been?
I think you definitely need to consider what your realness is and what makes you authentic, your signature. And it takes a few years to find that. If I think I've been in the industry now for 5 years, and I think I only got the grasp of it in the last two. I think I'm still grasping at it to really find what is that signature. But to find it is really important. If you think of a studio and it's a team effort in every project, you need to know what you're bringing to a project, and you need to stick to that gut, because no one can add what you can add. So if you find that signature that's yours, apply it, and that makes the whole team stronger.
I mean, just the phrasing of this, the Young Creatives Award, it seems like the word young and creatives would be in an amazing relationship together. It just seems like those two words put back to back just tell an amazing story.
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, when you think of yourself as a young creative, that's pretty cool, right? I mean, what does it really mean? Like, yeah.
I'd love to hold on to the young part as long as possible. The creative is kind of a given, I guess. I think why they're so significant together is you can't be creative if you're not spontaneous or brave or a little bit edgy, a little bit fearless maybe. And I think that sense of fear and responsibility and almost caring about what other people think, being considered with your image, comes with age. So I think if you're able to keep your senses and be brave and be a little bit spontaneous and maybe a little bit reckless as well, it really delivers.
I got a real quick, so there's a huge press release that they sent through when they said that you were gonna be on. And they sent through some pictures as well, because obviously you're this Lurie's Young Creative now. So I'm trying to find, they sent through the pictures as well. It's a picture of you hanging out on the Lurie's red carpet. And I just want to see if I can pull it up here. You know the picture that I'm talking about, though.
I'm dreading you're going to show that hysterical one.
No, there's no hysterical one. It is a picture, though, of you on the Lurie's red carpet. I just got to double check if I can get that here. Do a little bit of this over here. Okay, computer's died. But you know the picture that I'm talking about. If you, as a seven-year-old, had to have a look at that picture of you hanging out on the Lurie's red carpet with this award in hand, living your best life, looking as fantastic as you did on the night, what do you think seven-year-old you would think of that picture?
Oh, can we get there already? I would never,
really?
Never have seen that. Never. Huh. Even me at 17, I would not have seen that. There's no chance. But it's amazing. It's an amazing goal to strive for, I think. If I knew this was in my future, I would have worked as hard, if not harder, to attain it, definitely.
What do you think people can really learn from your story and from your time thus far here on planet Earth?
I think pursue that dream. Like, really go for it. If I think of when I started studying, I got a lot of, small town Afrikaans school, the industry is quite tough, Joburg is tougher, cultural differences will get you down, this is a global kind of playing field, there's a lot of things against you. And if I think of, in the beginning it was quite scary and it's quite tough to get past all those things. And once you get past them, you use those things as your insights into the market you can communicate in. And all people are different, so the chances of you having something in common with one other person in your work industry is pretty good. So you just kind of grasp it and hold on to it and go with it. Use it to your advantage.
Well, listen, you certainly must be practicing what you preach, because that's why you're sitting here. I'm just disappointed you didn't bring the actual award, but I realize, like, to travel and everything might be a little bit tricky because, like, you don't want to drop it or anything like that.
No.
You gotta, yeah. You got to hold on to that and keep it in a safe place. But we'll touch base again soon, I'm sure, with your next award, because it seems like they're just going to keep on coming. For you, and this is where we will wrap it up, the coolest damn creative thing you've ever done.
Oh, wow. I wish I could tell you about the project we're working on now. We did something really brave, and we literally went into a presentation last week and we presented an idea to clients, and our first slide brace yourself. We actually got my managing director I asked her, please tell our client that this is scary, they should be brave, but we promise we won't mess it up. Because it's so different and it's really going to shake up things in that sphere.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, we'll have to wait and see what that is.
Yes.
If people want to keep up with you all day, do you put your whole life onto Snapchat? What's the deal?
I do not. I'm not a social media girl at all. I'm on LinkedIn. That's it.
There you go. You can add her on LinkedIn. That there is Amaury Brits, the head of design at Shift Show Public. She's also the winner of the Young Creatives Award at this year's Lurie's. Amaury, thank you so much for stopping by.
Such a pleasure. I had a great time. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.